And welcome to Pixelated Radio. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing anymore.
I know. I was like, where the hell did you start doing and again?
I don't know. It just kind of creeps in there, man.
It's like so, hotcakes finally got to you.
So, this is Pixelated Radio. And what episode is this? Is it six? Seven?
Seven.
Seven. Damn.
You take two sevens and you get the year you were born. And you take today. And it's the day you were born.
But this won't go up on Monday, so you just confused everybody.
So what? One day, who cares?
Yeah, that's correct. Today is my 34th birthday.
He's old as hell.
I know, isn't it? It's sad, man. 34 years old, and what have I done with my life?
We're both old. I feel old. I'm about to be hitting the freaking quarter century mark.
Oh my God, that's so old.
Man, that's old when I'm in college and all this kids are talking about being born in the 90s. I feel like, what the fuck is going on?
And you know what? It'll happen to you as life goes on. And I'm sure there are people who listen to this podcast who are older than me. And they're like, 30.
Yeah, I think we have a relatively old audience.
My mom and your dad don't count.
Well, my dad doesn't listen. There's no way in hell I'd let him listen to this.
He's listened to them before. Well, he listened.
Yeah, he listened to some.
Distributed failure.
I think they're like ones that I handpicked out. I'm like, this one's not too bad. There's no horrible thing. It's like, I wouldn't want to have him listen to the facial show.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't want anybody listening to that show. But didn't get much feedback from that except from you keep bringing it up and hotcakes, man.
I will never stop bringing that up. I was thinking about also buying you some, like, just facial cream. Just sending that.
Every time that we'll be somewhere and we hear the word facial on television talking about facial cream or something, I can't stop laughing.
That's forever. We should just change the podcast name, The Facial Show.
Pixelated Facials.
Yeah. Make a whole little video about it. I'll make an iPhone game where you just get facials in pixelated form.
That would be disgusting.
We're off to a great start.
No, listeners, this is it, man. This is how podcasts go downhill. Hosts get a hold of one piece of evidence or facts, and then it's all over, man. It's all over.
You'll never have anyone getting any secret facts about me? Because I'm single for life.
Single for life. Yeah, I'm still waiting to know who this mysterious D person is on your golf card.
It's just a person.
Just a person. Is it a female person?
I don't know. I think they're a transvestite. Like, it could go either way.
Kush got a hand job from the tranny.
Hermaphrodites. It was sad, though, going miniature golfing. Because this is this place I used to go to all the time as a kid, and I've been there in a few years.
Yeah.
It's really, like, just, things don't work. They're, like, parts of the freaking, like, because it's one of those novelty ones with, like, oh, here's a windmill and all this stuff. But they're, like, parts where it's, okay, this hole's just been boarded up. So you can only go in this one place. So it's impossible to get a hole in one on some of these holes now.
Man, I wish we had one of those novelty places around here. A while back, me and Laura went to a miniature golf place, and it was above a comic book store. So you go up these stairs, and you're like, well, and it's just like a several, 18 holes of this little miniature golf course. However, there are parts where you can see through the floor boards. So you can see below the comic book shop. And it, like, it's dark. And at any moment, I thought I was going to step somewhere and just fall to my death.
That's,
or at least fall
weird
to the floor below. Yeah, it was creepy as hell.
At first, I was thinking, you know what? That could be kind of cool if it's on the roof of some interesting place. And it was just like an all glass floor.
Oh, God, that'd make me sick.
Probably make me, because I don't like heights. So, but it could be kind of interesting.
Yeah. We were all excited when we went to see Will, because with the hotel they had this convention at, they had these big glass elevators, and we had almost stayed at this hotel, but they wanted like $100 a night for the rooms, and I'm kind of cheap because that's really expensive to drive.
That's
30 minutes.
Way too expensive.
Yeah,
I'm super
30.
Cheap. I'm like, can I get a room for $5?
So we didn't stay there, but thank goodness, because after I got there and seen those glass elevators, I don't know if I could have rode those up five or six floors to get to a room. So, but other than that, the hotel was really nice. It looked really nice, all these balconies and stuff. It just looked really weird for a hotel, but
Especially probably in that area.
Yeah.
I could see that kind of crap in Vegas or something.
Yeah, it does. It looks really out of place. And I always get that hotel confused with the one that is down the street that they had to rebuild after an airplane flew into it and killed a bunch of people.
More great news.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't like terrorists. It was just the plane, you know, just failed. And
yeah, it's not terrorist. You know, a whole bunch of people died. But, you know, hey, now we don't have some excuse to go into another country.
Yeah, they're going to invade Evansville because we crashed planes into JoJo restaurants.
There you go. They're going to get you.
Anyway, wow. We've really drug this show down.
We have voicemails.
We do.
Yeah. We have four. It's your birthday every episode now.
Wait, is one of the messages a happy birthday to me from the guy in Illinois that just calls and doesn't say anything for 15 minutes?
No. And it's actually a female. The first time I got the call, it was like 10 seconds, and you just hear like two girls in the background laughing or something. And then they just like kept calling. And I don't know what the hell it is. They're from LaGrange, Illinois. If you actually listen to this show and you're calling that number because you found it on the show, you better fucking leave a message that says anything, or else I'm going to take your number and I'm going to put it on a whole bunch of bathroom stalls. Just say, for a good time, call this number.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
I actually thought about doing that with our number just to see what would happen. I thought that'd be a great experiment. Then I'm thinking, you know what? That's technically illegal, but I could say I didn't write it. Somebody else, a podcast listener, did it. If I don't know.
Well, you know what? Me and Laura went to a restaurant one day, and we're eating, and my phone goes off, and I get a text message, and it said, "Hello," and I'm like, "Hello." And I looked at the number, and it was an Evansville number. We were over in Evansville, but, you know, I live in Henderson, but my phone has got an Evansville number because I lived in Evansville for so many years and just never, when I moved back home, never changed the number or anything. So, this dude just sent me a message, said, "Hello." And I'm like, "Hello." And he said, "What's up?" I'm like, "Who is this?" You know? And they're like, and he said, "Nobody." And I thought it was a friend playing a joke on me. I'm like, "Okay." And he goes, he kept sending me messages, and I was like, "Okay, seriously, who is this? You're really pissing me off." And he goes, "I found your name on the," or he goes, "I found this number on a bathroom stall. It said call for a good time." And at this point, I was like, I was for sure it was a friend of mine, right? Mm-hmm. So I call the number, and never answers. It goes straight to voicemail or whatever. And I didn't leave a voicemail because I didn't know who it was. It didn't have the name, didn't have any kind of.
Oh, it was just like the number.
Yeah. And so, and then I got another text message, "Please don't contact me." So I don't, to this
day. Please don't contact me, even though I just contacted you.
Yeah, I was just like, really? And it just pissed me off because I thought somebody had written my number down on a bathroom stall. And I'm like, because, I mean, no one else called me from this number, you know? It was just so fucking weird. I mean, who does that?
But I'm still thinking about doing that because I don't care if we get like voicemails at every show and they're just completely sick bastards who are just disgusting and just talk about wanting to diddle little girls. That's fine with me.
I don't want that. Yeah, I don't need that in my life. I don't want some pervert or creep calling our show.
There'll be everyone else. They'll be like you. You'll feel comfortable because everyone else will be talking about facials now.
But not to the little girls.
Well, I'll get an old girl. It'll be. If you're looking for a good time with mature women.
MILFs!
If you like to hunt and your game is cougars, please dial 312-772-5874.
Ask for Mike Hunt.
Oh, God. Man, you really didn't even try to say Mike on there. You were just like...
I did say Mike. You have my accent.
No, you're just like, I'm gonna say the final two parts. Just very subtly, so it's just basically nothing. You just said it straight out.
Do you think we got any listeners left at this point? We're 10 minutes in.
Probably the three people who left voicemails. We should probably get to those now.
Yeah, sure, let's get to those.
So the first one is from Hotcakes Man.
Hey, Pixwood Hostage, it's Hotcakes. Wondering if Outland is a game that I should buy or not. I know that Rob has had some problems beating the final boss. As I... semi-casual gamer, is it something I should check out or just pass on?
Alright. My thing is, if you're a casual gamer, Outland may not be for you. Because looking at... I just finished the game this past week, and if you look at the total time that I played the game according to their clock, it's about 9 hours it took me to finish it. However, if you looked at Raptor, it shows that I spent 15 hours playing that game.
Raptor is full of shit.
Well, I don't think it's full of shit on this.
It can be full of shit depending on the way you game, because it'll count anytime you're in the menus, if it's paused or anything.
Right. But, I mean, that's kind of understandable, because I don't think I would have spent hours in the menus. I mean, might have to go take a shit or something, and, you know, that'd take 10 minutes, 15.
Well, there you go. That 10 minutes makes it seem so much harder than it actually is.
But I know there was the last boss I fought for 4 days and could not beat it, and I would try at least an hour at a time, and it would just be total frustration. Like, I thought Shao Kahn was annoying. Well, Shao Kahn was impossible on normal. I'm just going to go there. So, unless you're really great at Mortal Kombat, you'll never beat that game unless you pop that shit back on easy. But the last boss on Outland was just fucking ridiculous. I don't even think the game was that hard, but I was making it harder than it needed to be. I just wasn't. My mind sometimes, I can never play Ikaruga, and this game was almost like a side-scrolling Ikaruga, because you got to change your colors when you're running from red to blue, and it's just a button press or whatever, but sometimes my mind just couldn't wrap itself around when the whole screen is just exploding with blue and red dots everywhere, and you're like, okay, you're watching the pattern trying to figure out where to go, and then sometimes you're just like, fuck it, you run through it because you're hoping there's a save point or checkpoint around the corner. So, but I really enjoyed the game a lot, even though the last boss was a bitch. The boss before it, I couldn't beat it the first time I did it, but the second time I went back and played the game, I beat it on the second try. So it wasn't that hard. It looked harder than what it really was. So, but I still recommend that game. It's $10 and it's a good time. So
did you play the trial before?
Yeah, I did play the trial, but I waited.
Did you finish the trial?
No.
Did you get to the part where you could change between colors?
Well, see, yeah, I did.
Okay. All I want to know is, does it happen that fast in the whole game? Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it takes a while to get that. I mean, you go through a couple of stages where it's like, okay, we're going to teach you how to kill these monsters with your sword and everything. And then it's like, okay, now we're going to teach you how to turn blue. And then you go for a little bit after that, if you're like getting used from going from just being blue. And then you'll get the red power up.
I heard it takes like probably a few hours or something.
It takes about an hour to get turn red. Maybe an hour and a half. But the game's fun even before you get to that point, though.
So, I played the demo. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, you still ain't bought it?
I might buy it now that I have time. I think I might just buy it to say, hey, you guys who used to develop PSN games only, you should bring them all to Xbox Live Arcade.
Why? PSN's back up, except the store.
Yeah, the most important part. We'll get into that later.
Yeah. So, but, Outland's fun. Casual gamers will probably be totally turned off because there's especially about the, it's set up in the five areas. And about the time you hit the third area, that's when things get fucking nuts, and it doesn't really relent at all. So, although I think the last area of the game is a little easier than the two areas before it, until you get to the final boss. But I really recommend the game. The game's great. And I pissed off the developers of Super Meat Boy. Also, I don't know if you noticed that on Twitter.
What'd you do?
Well, Hayden Dalton, you know.
Darksiders.
He was saying that he was playing Outland and loving it, and he brought up the fact that it reminded him of Super Meat Boy, and I just kind of said that, please don't insult Outland by calling it Super Meat Boy. I said, for one, the controls on Outland are tight, and I don't feel like I'm running all over ice and stuff the entire time I'm playing it, because I couldn't stand the controls of Super Meat Boy.
I guess we're the only two. Because while I still enjoy the game, I did not think everyone was talking about like the controls were perfect. Like they were flawless controls, and they were not, in my opinion.
They're not. No.
And I went through the game, I beat it all, so you can't say I was suck or something.
See, I couldn't even beat it all. I got turned off by it. Because, I mean, if you didn't press any buttons when you're running, you'll still slide. And just getting the timing right to me, for a game like that, you need the timing to be perfect. Like, I've beaten every Prince of Persia game, and those games require timing. And Tomb Raider requires timing. And Super Meat Boy,
requires a lot more than that.
It requires what?
A desire to kill yourself.
Fuck you.
I don't like those games at all.
I know you don't like them, but anyway.
Why are there angels and shit and things with wings? It makes no sense.
Well, actually, it does kind of make sense, but you don't follow any of that kind of...
It's all nonsense.
You don't follow that that train of thought of aliens being angels and stuff.
You interested me in the new game, though. I don't remember what you said, though.
Because it's like Metal Gear fucking Solid 3. Fuck
that. Oh, yeah,
game.
That's why.
It pisses me off.
Greatest game ever.
Fuck you. Anyway, Super Meat Boy sent me a Twitter message out that said Henderson Man and Hayden Dalton, which I don't know why they included Hayden Dalton, because he didn't really say anything. He said he liked games. He says, you obviously didn't play the same game we made. There you go. Apparently, Super Meat Boy's controls are absolutely perfect, says the fucking developer. Fuck you and your stupid fucking game, is what I say. Go fucking eat your own meat, bitch.
Or eat my meat.
Yeah, eat your own. No, let it eat your
I
own
give
meat.
Away free meat on Fridays.
So there doesn't need to be a sequel to that fucking game. Tell us to go eat its own meat.
They're not making a sequel.
Good. Hope their company goes bankrupt. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
But seriously, I don't know. Anyway, that's... We just spent how long talking about Outlander? Or Outland?
Outland. And we still have three more voicemails.
All right.
Number two.
Hey, what up, guys? Just wanted to give Rob a little shout-out for her birthday. You know what I mean? So, happy birthday, dude. And love the Link Tanker, by the way. So, eat some of that and fucking send me some in a package. It'd be nice and nasty when it gets here. All right, later, guys. Peace.
There you go.
Hey, that was Big Steven.
Yes, it was. And I swear he said her birthday. Because Google Voice transcribed it as her birthday, and it sounded like her birthday to me.
Hey! No, my cake was fucking amazing. I've
that cake was awesome. Even though I joked that the other hand looked like a exposed penis, that was actually it was a really good job. Yeah. I know how it is not easy to work with cake and do stuff like that, so...
Well, her mom made the cake, and she said they used the cake. There's a cake trick to make the pictures of cakes, or make pictures on cakes, and then my girlfriend colored in everything. So the only thing her mom helped there was getting the colors right, and they did a fantastic job on the cake.
Yeah.
And I loved that it was Wind Waker Link.
Wind Waker's penis. He's packing some heat, man.
Yeah, I don't know. He might have been. He might have been. However, I did tell her there was one problem with the Link. I said, Link carries his sword in his right or his left hand and the shield in his right hand, and that cake was all backwards. So,
well, doesn't that mean it's like the GameCube or the Wii version or something?
Well, that would be Twilight Princess, but this is Wind Waker.
I know. I'm actually thinking about picking up Twilight Princess since they have the whole like price droppage.
Dude, stuff. That game is so worth $20.
Yeah.
So I'm even thinking about picking it up again because I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, I played it on GameCube for like 5 hours or something.
Yeah.
Then I just stopped playing. Okay, voicemail number three.
Happy birthday, Rob. I hope you and Kush have a good show. Hotcakes Man out.
That's it.
Well, Hotcakes Man called twice.
Yep. He's becoming our groupie. And now the final voicemail from the lady who was almost here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, guys. It's Fairy Cherry. I was going to try to join you guys today, but then I found out that I was going to have to work overnights this week starting Sunday night. So I stayed up all night Saturday to try to get ready for that. And it's now about 6:30 in the morning, and I'm falling asleep sitting at the computer. So I think I'm going to kick myself to bed. But I wanted to wish Bob a happy birthday. I'm sorry I didn't make it. And I hope you guys have a great show. I'll catch you guys another night or day or, yeah, I need sleep. Bye.
There you go.
Oh, well, thank you, Carrie, and thank you, Steven, and Hotcakes Man. So thank you all for all the birthday wishes. Getting a lot of those on Facebook as well.
Yep.
And
I think I'm just going to, like, randomly change my birthday all the time on Facebook.
Just to confuse people?
Yeah. It's just like, here, and then after I get all these messages, I'm just going to say, thank you. Now I know that none of you know when my actual birthday is.
I don't even know when your actual birthday is. It's June.
It's in June. I keep it relatively hidden everywhere.
I think it's June 12th.
That is wrong. I don't. And even if you got it right, I'm bleeping it out on here. But that's wrong. It's close, but wrong.
I know your birthday's pretty close to my ex-wife, so I knew it was something like that.
Hey, there you go. And you like me almost as much as her.
Oh, come on. I like you less.
I know. That's why I said almost as much. Okay, we should probably get to the actual show now.
We should?
Yeah. Talk about actual games.
Nobody else kicking my ass.
No. No one's doing either.
So, you played some games this week because your schooling is over for now.
Though I really didn't play that many games. I've been playing like a lot of Fallout, which I put aside for a while because the whole patch that destroyed the game, and then they had to patch that patch so that you could actually play it again. But I've really been enjoying that game. I finally kicked Felicia Day's character out of my group. She's no longer on me. And I took up Cass, the one you...
I've got following me around, yeah.
So I like that game.
I like the fact that they added the companions. That added so much more to that game.
That's the greatest addition to the game. And I can't remember if they've confirmed or not that feature is going to be in the new Elder Scrolls or not, but I hope to God it is.
I hope, that's Oblivion always feels so desolate. I actually tried to play Oblivion again the other night because I have never finished that game because I got really bored with it.
Because it sucks. It's okay, I don't care what other people.
It's missing something.
It's missing awesomeness, which was found in Morrowind.
Yeah. So are you looking forward to Elder Scrolls 5 then?
Very much so. I'm also worried about it because I don't know what it's going to be like exactly.
Yeah. Fallout New Vegas. So, how many hours have you put into it so far?
I have no idea because it counts game time when the game's paused, and I've had that thing paused for
hours. Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
And hours and hours. So I have no idea. Huh. It's way inflated because I've had that thing paused for like 4 hours at a time where I forget. I mean, I am horrible with that, with leaving my 360 on and not doing anything with it.
Yeah. I went back and tried to play that some last week as well, and it was so hard to get back into. So, that's one thing I hate about that game is that, to me, the only thing that's bothering me about this game is the fact is I don't feel like there's as many side quests, and I feel like I'm kind of stuck where I'm at right now because everywhere I go, everything's really hard to kill, and I can't find any side quests to do to get leveled up anymore. That's kind of got me annoyed. I think if I could just find some place to go to get, because I'm like level 12.
Yeah, but, I'm 22 or something.
Yeah. What is the, I think the level cap's 25 in that one, isn't it?
I think. I don't know if that's, if you have the DLC or not. I have it, so.
Yeah, I've got the DLC as well, so. And they're going to release more DLC on Tuesday, I think.
I have no idea.
I know Honest Hearts or something. I don't know if it's coming out this Tuesday. They're supposed to release 3 new DLC packs they announced, and I think they're all coming within like the same like month or month and a half or something. So
that's stupid.
Yeah, Fallout New Vegas it's pretty cool. I really wish I could get back into it, but the fact that the patch that broke the game and caused my saves to be corrupted kind of caused me to lose momentum because I kept waiting for the new patch, and then when the new patch came out, there was other stuff to play.
Yeah, and then I mean, like I keep going back to it because those aren't the games you can come back to in a while. I mean, you want to stay and just get through it all.
Right.
But then you're going to like load up your save and be like, "What? Why am I in this vault? What are all these things? What am I doing? I don't know anything."
Right. Totally. And then fact that I spent probably damn near 100 hours in Fallout 3. And that doesn't really change much up from the formula. So, but the bad thing is about Fallout 3 is like the end of that game and the DLC that came after the main game story, that stuff is just like, the enemies were like really ridiculously hard, even when you got to the level cap. They had some enemies called the glowing ones and shit like that, and they were just fucking horrible.
I actually never played any of the DLC, despite owning all of it.
What, did you buy the Game of the Year edition or something?
I bought it all. I bought like the DLC packs.
Ah.
Like, when I could get them on sale and stuff, so.
Yeah. Those DLC, some of that DLC was really good.
I have all the DLC and I never end up playing it. I think like Mass Effect's the only game, because I have all the Borderlands DLC. I haven't touched it at all.
I've got all the Borderlands DLC, and I still haven't even finished Borderlands.
This is horrible.
And I've put that back in recently and played it.
Both Alan Wake DLCs,
didn't touch them. I finished both of those.
Mafia 2, nothing.
I bought the DLC for that this week when it was on sale.
Yeah, I got it when they had them on sale earlier.
Yeah, but I got them on sale this week because they were on sale in Microsoft's Xbox Rewards or whatever. I earned like 800, 900 points or something. From all the stuff I bought in April and March. So I was like, I'll go ahead and buy this shit.
Nobody really talks about the reward system, but I think it's actually better than some people might think.
Yeah. It looks, it's only good when they have the months that's like get 5% back on your purchases.
It's been like every month now.
Yeah. I don't know if this month is like that, though.
I can't remember. But they have other good deals, too. Like, you could, like, write, like, a week after the latest Halo map pack came out, they basically said, buy it now until the middle of May, and you'll get 400 points back. So it's basically a $5 map pack.
Right.
For their biggest, you know, franchise.
It looks like that 5% back is done. It's not available.
Yeah, they're like, we don't need to do anything. PSN's down. We can get into that now or later. I don't care.
Well, so okay, we can get into it now. This thing flows like flow. Yeah. So.
It's back almost all.
Yeah, you still can't get to the store, but that damn download took forever for the new firmware.
It might have been a little faster for me. I don't know. I just said to automatically shut off after it.
Yeah.
And I also, I can't remember when it did. I don't know. I don't really care. It's just, in my opinion, it's good that they're making progress and they're getting close to getting all there, but the store is the most important thing. Because as much as you want your consumers to be happy and be able to play games online, you want your developers and your publishers to actually be able to sell shit, to actually make money, because that's more important than the consumers.
Well, did you see Capcom came out this week and said that they're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even millions, for the PSN to be down? Which I kind of doubt that.
So many people are losing money. Just look at the studios, like, you know, the Pixel Junk Studios, where that's all they do.
Yeah, or even the companies like that made that little motorcycle game. What was that? Joe Danger. Yeah, and like there's been a game on Xbox or on PSN that I've been kind of wanting is that that iPhone game. And that game came out like a week before the service went down. The little dungeon crawler game.
Dungeon Hunter?
Dungeon Hunter, yeah. They brought Dungeon Hunter to the PSN. So I've been kind of interested in that. But I think they wanted like $15 for it, so I didn't buy it right
That's
away.
That's ridiculous. Fucking Game Loft.
I buy all their damn games, though. But I did wait and buy Dungeon Hunter when it was $1. That's a pretty little fun game.
I do that all the time. I wish it wasn't virtual controls. I wish it was just touch to go. Touch to attack.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing that holds me back from, I buy a lot of these games for iOS and I never play them because I can't stand the controls on any of them. And I'm thinking, every time I pick up a game, I'm like, maybe this will be this isn't the one that's going to change my mind. Angry Birds. Now that changes somebody's mind.
Angry Birds is good. I like that game.
And Angry Birds Rio is pretty good too.
And Angry Birds Seasons. That's pretty good too.
Is Seasons different?
Yeah, it's different. There are a lot of different themes for like Halloween and Christmas and they're different levels. It's not just like all just the, it's not the repeat levels and then there's just like a Santa hat on top of them instead.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
No, they're all separate.
I see. So here I was thinking it was like the same levels from Angry Birds with said you're wearing a hat, Santa hat or a jack-o'-lantern or whatever.
That'd be horrible.
I still haven't played Tiny Wings.
You should.
I hear that's good.
That's like the only game I consistently play right now. See, we barely talk about PSN because there's nothing to talk about right now. It's up.
Yeah, because it's up. That's it. You can go down that.
You can go into PS Home. That's what I did. I don't know why. The first thing I did, because I couldn't get to the store, I was like, okay, I'll see if Home loads up. Well, it does. Okay, I'll just download every single room you can. And that's what I did. So I probably set up like 500 megabytes worth of bullshit that I'll never use. I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm going to have to probably pretty soon get a new hard drive for my PS3 if I keep playing games on it, which
I need to.
I don't know. I don't have much space left.
I don't have really much space. I had to delete a whole bunch of like saves from old games that I haven't played in a while, like Metal Gear Solid 4 and shit.
Yeah. But I know there's some games coming out pretty soon that I'm definitely going to want, like, you know, Infamous 2 and Uncharted 3.
Resistance 3.
I have hope for Resistance 3. Resistance 2 is garbage.
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 Although I'm tempted to go by and pick it up before the third one comes out because I never finished it.
What, number 2?
Yeah.
I can send it to you so you don't have to waste money on it.
Well, maybe I'll let you do that, and that way I can play through it before the third one comes out.
Yeah.
Did you ever finish it?
No. I played through, like, some of this. I don't like
Hell,
that game.
I probably have to start that game all the way from the beginning, because I can't remember if... Well, yeah, my PS3 died after that game came out, so I'll have to start that all from the beginning.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun with that.
Anyway. So what else have you played?
I finally beat Portal.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it only took me, what, 4 years?
Yeah. So, at what point in this game, you said Test Chamber 19?
I, I find it so funny that when I originally put it down when it first came out was like just before it gets awesome. Like mm-hmm. right before you actually end up leaving the test chambers and where right. everything starts getting different. And I feel so sad about that. And I think it's kind of funny that I think you could take BioShock and Portal and put them together and then you have the greatest game ever made. Because Portal starts off, you know, whatever, it's just okay, but it ends really well. BioShock starts off and gets, you know, it's amazing, but then it kind of gets a little lesser, so, in the end.
Well, one thing I like about Portal 2 over Portal 1 is that Portal 2 is more figuring out the puzzle, and Portal 1, the problem with it was sometimes there were puzzles and stuff that required you to be, like, really fast at getting the portal placed somewhere so that you came out shooting out of it at the right place.
I think one thing about Portal 2 is that I'm not sure if it's the case, but it sort of feels like, you know, when you have to fall and go through a portal and then, you know, to right. get momentum that you kind right. you kind of lock on to the portal.
Right. You do.
So that's a much needed improvement.
Yeah, I mean, on the PC, it probably wasn't as bad because, you know, you got your mouse controls and stuff, but on the controller on Xbox 360, Portal 1 was terrible with that because I would think I'd have everything lined up perfectly, and then I would hit the edge of the portal, and so it'd slow me down, and I wouldn't go through the hole as fast as I needed to.
Yeah,
there's very little places in Portal 2 that I noticed where you had to really use your momentum to you wouldn't have to fall through, like, several holes to get enough momentum to shoot yourself over there. So that stuff was really good. I cannot wait to do the co-op. I tried to play the co-op by myself.
I thought about the co-op, and I'm just thinking to myself, this is the worst timing for me to pick up Portal 2, because I picked that up too. I just finished Chapter 4, so I'm at Chapter 5, which is called The Escape. But I'm thinking to myself, I'll probably end up finishing this, you know, either today or, you know, tomorrow, and then Tuesday, I'm not going to want to play co-op. Yeah, I don't think you're going to want to play co-op. So,
are you buying L.A. Noir?
Yeah, I already set the order.
Yeah, when I'm off on Wednesday, and I'm like, I told Laura, I said, I probably will not be coming over to see you on Wednesday because L.A. Noir is coming out on Tuesday, and I will be playing that on my day off.
And I decided against GameStop because I was checking to make sure that the DLC would be eventually available to just purchase.
Right.
And it is so. And I figured, you know what, I don't care. Because I looked at it and I'm like, I'm not paying $60 just to get this DLC.
Where are you going
to
get it through?
Best Buy.
Best Buy?
They have a $15 gift card. It's on sale right now for $48.99.
Uh-huh.
And then I get, I don't know, like 500 or whatever reward zone points for it. Mm-hmm. And that's a bonus for the Gamers Club. So I don't know if that's like a $10 gift certificate equivalent or not. So.
Oh, nice.
It's very cheap that way.
I'm going to go through Kmart. Because they're having the deal where it's buy L.A. Noir, you get $20 credit on the next game. Plus, I bought Lego Pirates of the Caribbean this weekend, and I got a $15 coupon, so that means it's going to cost me $45, plus I get a $20 coupon.
Was Lego Pirates, is it $50 like all of them?
Yeah, okay. It's $50. And L.A. Noir is going to cost me $45, I'll get a $20 card for that, or coupon for that, for the next game I buy. And not only that, you get a free game, $19.99 or less, any Xbox 360 PSN game that you want that's $20 or less, free.
I have no idea what you just said, but okay. It sounds good.
You get any game that's $20 or less for free.
Okay.
If you buy L.A. Noir.
Good deal. You know, the thing I hate about Kmart is that they have all these like games out and these games that are old that you think are probably cheap, but none of them are tagged. There's no prices on them. It's different at your Kmart, but at mine, there's nothing. And they don't have any freaking price checker like they have at Targets or Walmarts or every other store in the existence.
Well, yeah. All I can say to that is contact Kmart Gamer on Twitter and let him know, because he's really cleaning up these stores, at least the gaming and electronics department.
Well, if he's going to do anything other than actually getting a price checker in there, I don't care.
Or at least, see, at our store, they put the price tags on the spines of the cases.
They don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, they used to have, like, sometimes you'd have the one that occasionally has the price tag just on the front, but they don't even do that. And that's so annoying, because I don't want to, like, I, like, see a whole bunch of games that I think about picking up, because they could be $10, but I don't want to get an associate and then ask them, could you check this game, and this game? I'm like, no. That's annoying for me, and it's annoying for him.
Right. Well, I complained about our Kmart because I was getting really good deals there, and now lately they've been lazy putting shit out on time. And the girl, the woman that worked at the counter there, she isn't, I haven't seen her there. So I don't know if they've moved her to another department or she quit or whatever. And I just kind of, I was pissed off because I wanted her to get Brink, and they had the PSN copies out. The Lego Pirates of the Caribbeans for both systems were out. They did not have Brink on 360. So there was a $20 deal I missed out on because A, either somebody didn't put it out, or B, they didn't have enough stock to carry the deal. So by the time I got there at noon, I mean, it wasn't like I was there at like, it was like, you know, 6, 7, 8 that evening, and they only had like 2 copies and sold out. No, I was there at like noon, like 3 hours after they opened, 3 or 4 hours after they opened. I couldn't get Brink. And I complained about it on Twitter and said, I'm probably done with Kmart. And that dude, like,
he fired her. Good job. No. Now she's not going to be able to feed her 8 children.
He didn't fire her, but he did tell me because of all my troubles, they're sending me a $60 gift card. So how fucking awful.
You know what?
That?
I'm just going to complain about my experience now, even though I don't go there. I'm like, I had this horrible experience there.
Well, every time I buy a game at Kmart, I'd also take a picture of it with the receipt and the coupon and put it up on Twitter. So, you know, he knew I was a loyal customer. So.
I like what that guy's doing, but I hate Kmarts. I don't think they run that well because they don't, unless they had employees like him at every one, I've been at ones where I'm like, I'm sitting there for 15 minutes waiting for someone to come. And I'm like,
that's what I complained about. I said before, the woman that I would go in there on Wednesday or Tuesday mornings to get the new games, I would be there between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, usually, and I would go to the back, and she'd already have all the stuff pulled out onto the floor and just getting ready to put it all up. But lately, I've went there 9:30, 10 o'clock, and couldn't find anybody to say if they're gonna put anything out yet or whatever. And I just, you know, I was upset. That's where I've been buying all my games, and I was like, no matter how great the deal is, if you can't get the game that you want, then the deal's useless.
Yeah.
I complained. And I don't like to complain, but I felt like I was getting gypped. So, yeah, we have spent way too long talking about Kmart and deals.
Yeah.
But LA Noir, I can't fucking wait. I hope I like it.
I hope it's good. Like, I expect it to be good. It'll at least be good. Will it be amazing? That's the question.
Yeah, I'm just interested in playing a game a different way.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like it's going to be such a unique style of game.
And I want to know what else there is besides all, like, you know, the murder and, you know, solving that stuff. Because I saw in one trailer where there's, like, and you have relationships, and I'm like, I haven't really seen much about this. And if there's,
right.
like, some deep...
Because there's that lounge singer or something that he's kissing or something.
Yeah, I mean, if there's, like, some deep relationship system in there, too, that could be quite interesting.
Also, have you seen the size of the map?
No, I think, but it's like 8 square miles or something. Is that?
Yeah, some guy on N4G had a picture of like the map, kind of showing how big it was and how you can zoom in on it. Dude, them streets are so narrow. The map just looks fucking huge. Yeah. But I just hope there's stuff to do in the world, unlike Mafia 2, where it's like, yeah, we got this big city, but like there's nothing to do in it. Do you think it's weird that the DLC at GameStop is to look for 20 badges? Doesn't it just seem weird to you?
Well, that's half of it.
But I don't know, but that just seemed to be for a DLC pack. That seems awful weird.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's like, here, find this shit, and then you get the reward.
Yeah. And it's like hours of gameplay. Well, of course it's going to be hours of gameplay. You're looking through an 8-mile squared city. You know, how hard is that going to be to find 20 badges?
I guess it was a special bonus if you pre-order before a date and you're a powered-up member. But you got like some Chicago gun just because it's a Chicago gun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you and your Chicagoness.
Yeah, I'm Chicagoan, bitch. So, yeah, that's all I've been playing.
Awesome.
Nothing else. I don't really want to talk about Portal 2 until I finish it. And then we could do like a spoiler.
When you said you were getting Portal 2, I didn't realize you'd already had Portal 2.
Well, I ordered it, that thing. Do you order things through Amazon a lot?
No.
Okay, well, they've recently started using another delivery service, Incendia or something like that. And I was originally like, I don't like them using this company. I've never heard of them. I don't trust this. But now I kind of love them because I hate UPS. UPS is slow. They always deliver my shit at like 8 p.m. But this Incendia, they freaking like, because I only get free 2-day shipping or whatever because I'm not going to upgrade it. But they give me like free 1-day shipping, which is what I got. I got it like 11:30 in the morning.
Damn.
Which is not like UPS. They give free Sunday shipping all the time. So it's just like, well, fuck you, UPS.
So they ship shit out on Sundays?
I've gotten things on Sunday twice. Wow. From them. See, I used to get it on occasion randomly from Amazon through FedEx. But this Incendia is like where they have like independent people. It's not like a big company or whatever.
They're not around here, I guess. Probably. It's probably
they could have them there, but I think it's more of a,
metropolitan area. Whatever.
Because I think it's just, we have these independent people who drive around in regular vehicles and deliver packages for us.
Nice.
But that's pretty awesome.
I don't know if that's as cool as the ninja teleporters that they had before when you ordered Grand Theft Auto on the DS.
That shit was nuts.
ordered it one night and it was there. Like,
I ordered it like that afternoon. And then I was just like in the middle of the night. I was just like, I don't know why I decided to check the door. The package was there. The game was already there. That was less than 24 hours. That was not even free 2-day shipping. That was the whole free super saver shipping. Which is, the free shit that anyone gets if they spend over $25.
That was just so odd. You're like, mine's already came in. I'm like, what do you mean? You just ordered it yesterday. Yeah. Because I know.
I ordered it that day.
Yeah, you ordered it. You must have ordered it through a time slip or something.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Whatever. I'm not complaining.
Time traveling teleporting ninjas.
I love that game. Amazon.
Time traveling teleporting ninjas. I didn't know that was a game.
I love that game too.
Oh, okay.
So what have you been playing?
It's called Mortal Kombat. No. So I picked up Brink this week, as you heard me rant about picking it up. That game is really fun, but there's a lot of lag right now, and that bothers me a little bit.
I think that probably bothers everyone, and if they don't fix it soon enough, then it's going to lose a lot of support.
The game itself is just, it seems really fun. It kind of reminds me of Shadowrun in a way.
Yeah, I mentioned that I'd probably end up loving it because I love Shadowrun, which I
picked up today or yesterday for $5, which I never owned.
I can't remember if that game's online was turned off or not.
No, it's still available because I checked it out. Yep. There's people still playing it.
I play it, man. I don't know if you can play it online the way you can play offline, which is just with like bots.
Yeah, I think you can.
Because I'd still play that game.
Set up a private game and.
I love that game. I wish it didn't get killed.
It needed to add some more stuff to it.
It needed to be called something other than Shadowrun.
Yeah.
Because everyone was thinking about the other Shadowrun, which is nothing like.
Shadowrun would make an interesting video game RPG like Fallout. But
yeah.
And we may never ever see that. Although there were rumors a while back that game was being worked on, but I think that got killed.
So. That game turned into Alpha Protocol.
God, I hope not.
Probably. It wouldn't be surprising.
So Brink's pretty cool, but dude, my character looks like you, dude. I'm sorry. Did you see the picture?
I saw that picture. I don't think it looks like me. I think it looks like that guy who's on coaches or whatever on The Voice, and the guy from Maroon 5, whatever his name is.
Dude, I think it looked a lot like you. An older version of you.
You see a guy with like really, really short hair and a beard, and you're like, that's Kush. That's Kush. Look how wide he is. Look how skinny his cheekbones are.
Look, your body grew retarded, and they put it in a video game to make you feel better.
That's
fine. They didn't want you to feel bad. But Jared Storm also said that.
I know that.
Jared Storm said all the characters look like you. anyway.
Whatever. Everyone, that's what, I don't even know what to say.
You're frazzled. The customization features in that game are pretty cool, although you have to unlock all the sets of clothing, so it's like, I'll find something to wear, like, right now my guy's got, he's wearing tires on his shoulders for shoulder pads, like,
two times. Hey, that sounds like me. That's what I wear in real life.
That's your body armor, is a tire that they cut in two and they used it for shoulder pads.
Yep.
But it's fun. The AI is the most retarded thing ever.
The AI is my body. And everyone's face is my face.
So, like, I will be playing that game online, or not online, just like the single player campaign, which is not true. The campaign is the same thing as the multiplayer. You can just play it online or offline with bots. So, but what was I getting at here?
I don't know. Retarded AI.
The retarded AI. So, like, I would get knocked down. I would be down. And there'd be three or four medics standing around me who just did not heal me, would not throw me a revive pack or nothing. Or it's like they wouldn't care about getting to the checkpoints or where you need to be to salt to end the mission or whatever. So you would be there trying to do it, and there'd be like five guys shooting at you, and your AI teammates would be nowhere around you because they're back fighting the other three guys at the other side of the map who are doing nothing but fighting. They're just shooting at the other AI. And it's just like, that makes the game almost impossible. But then me and Big Steven played it co-op, and we were actually able to use teamwork because there were two intelligent people playing the game. And we were able to beat some of the levels that he was having trouble with in the campaign because we just let the AI do whatever, and we just ran and accomplished the objectives and went on. So that game is fun when you're playing it co-op or against other people. And I'm not terrible at it, but after about a week of, couple days not playing it, I probably will go back to that and just get my ass handed to me. Yeah, I think the game's fun, but it doesn't seem like to me there's enough content there for $60. I would definitely wait.
I'm not touching it because that thing will probably drop.
Yeah, it's going to drop crazy. Like a
rock. $20 in a month.
You think it'll be $20? I'll say $30. I'd almost put a bet on that. But
Bulletstorm's going to drop like crazy now after today.
Today's debate is over.
Oh, shit. I forgot I fucking played that game.
Oh, you did play Bulletstorm?
No, not Bulletstorm. Gears of War 3.
Oh, I played a little bit that with Steven and his co-host, and I'm just not good at Gears
of War. You know what I realized when playing that? Well, for one, okay, everyone is Gears of War. That's what it is. There's nothing special. They should have included Beast Mode in there if it's a beta, and they should be wanting to try out the new modes they put in the game to see how they work, to maybe balance them and shit. I don't know. But I realized that once you learn how to play a game, a specific, you know, individual game, then it's just kind of boring to me. Because I wasn't that good at Gears of War when it first came out, the first one, because I really didn't pay attention or really care that much, and it was didn't run that well. But, like, the game's just about using the shotgun. I don't care what anyone else says or says, you know, that any other weapon is better, but it's a shoddy game.
Right.
Once I started using the shotgun, I'm like, oh, well, I just killed... I went 18 and like 4 in a match. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to play this anymore. This is boring the hell out of me.
Yeah, and it's been like that ever since the very first game. And I don't know, I'm just not feeling it like I used to. Like when Gears of War first launched, when it was new, that game was fun. And to me, at least it was fun to me. And then I got worse at multiplayer games, less fun it became. But to me, the single player is what I would play that game for anyway. I would be happy if it didn't have any multiplayer. I would still buy that game.
Yeah. So. The thing I like about Gears of War 2 was that, for one, it introduced Horde mode, which I like playing, you know, because then you could just play with people you know and against bots, and you could also, and they also included bots in the multiplayer. I really love it when a company does that, because I like playing against bots.
Well, then you should like Brink.
I should. I'm just not going to pay $60 for it. I still play Shadowrun. I like Shadowrun. And, I forgot what I was going to say. Whatever. Continue on what you've been playing.
I also picked up Lego Pirates of the Caribbean yesterday. So me and Laura played like the first level of that game. And, you know, it's a Lego game. Same. This Lego game definitely feels more like it's from the team that did the Indiana Jones games. Because to me, I can almost tell the difference. At least I don't know if there's different teams, but it feels like there is. So this one, you know, has all the kind of puzzly elements of like Indiana Jones and those in that game. So, I really have enjoyed it so far. They capture a lot of the little quirks of Pirates of the Caribbean. Jack Sparrow walks around like he's drunk. And, you know, and it's got all four movies.
That's the thing I really liked when I first heard that they actually included the fourth movie.
Right. Because they could have gotten away with just doing what they did with Indiana Jones, where they did, hey, look, this is Indiana Jones. And
or even releasing the fourth later as DLC.
Yeah.
Anything, but. They included it, which is nice.
Huh. Josiah is sending me messages on Facebook, and he just told me Vagrant Story turned 11 today. So me and Vagrant Story have the same birthday.
There you go. You could be Vagrant Story's father.
I could be, yes. I could be. That's sad to think.
Yeah.
I've only played, me and Laura played the co-op. Have you ever played those games co-op with anybody in the room?
I don't think so.
Because
do these new ones have online co-op?
No.
Do they only do that for the complete Star Wars saga?
That's the only one that got the online is the complete saga.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand. I don't know if maybe Lego Indiana Jones 2 does, but I know the only one I know of for a fact that has this complete Star Wars complete saga. And I think maybe the Star Wars episode or the
Clone Wars.
No, Clone Wars doesn't.
Then which one?
The second Star Wars game. A Lego Star Wars game. because it may have it too, but I don't know.
Wasn't the second one the one that came up before the complete series?
Yeah.
That one does not have online.
Oh, it does not? Okay, then that's the only one that has this complete saga that I know of for a fact. But anyway, the co-op, the local co-op, it does this weird thing where everybody's on the same, in the same area, so there's like one screen, right? But let's say I'm on the left side of the screen and I walk all the way to the right side of the screen and walk further away than where Laura's at. The screen will actually split where you're at. So it just makes this line through the center of the screen that just, it's so hard to explain it. It's just like, it's like the game keeps track of you, but you may not be on the right side of the screen at all times. You may end up on the left side of the screen if you walk left away from where you're at and pass.
Isn't that
her.
Like how Bionic Commando worked or something?
I don't remember. I've never played Bionic Commando online.
Well, I mean, not online, but
co-op. No, yeah. It might be. I think it is.
Because Bionic Commando, I know it's split when you get too far away from each other.
Yeah, that's how. Yeah, I do remember that now. That's what this does. But it just seems weird in a 3D game. So
I don't know. Are you saying though that when it splits, you could either end up on the left side or the right side?
Yeah, it depends.
That's what seems kind of weird. It would seem that, you know, regardless of where you want, if you're the left, if you're the, you know, first player, then it would always split with your character showing up on the left side.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like, it takes a while to get used to, because at first we didn't like it, and then after a while it was like, okay, I can see what it's doing. Because, you know, basically what it's doing is it's using one of the characters as the center point, and depending on where, like, the second player goes is where you'll end up on the screen. So if you walk to her left, then you're going to be on the left side of the screen, and if you keep continually walking away from her, then the screen's going to have a line split down the middle. But it may even be like a corner of the screen. It may be like a triangle. It's just so weird. And it just takes a little bit to get used to. But I mean, the levels aren't, you know, the rooms that you go into aren't as huge, aren't like massive scale, you know, stages anyway. So, you know, you can't get too far. But when you first see it, you're like, whoa, it fucks with your head a little bit. So, it's definitely fun. What sold me on the game is the swashbuckling. I love to watch them swashbuckle, you know, with their sword combat and stuff. It was just really neat to see.
That's what sold you?
Yeah, it really was, because in the demo, did you play the demo at all?
No. I just noticed that the demo was up a while ago, but I had to download other stuff.
It does the thing.
Smallville,
you know, it does, like,
episodes.
I haven't seen any of Smallville this year. I'm sad.
I had to download them, because their fucking CW online player is the worst thing in existence. That thing is an abomination. They should freaking be put in jail for that piece of shit. Because it's, you know, you can say it's sort of like Hulu, but right. You know, on Hulu, if you've made it through part of an episode, you can skip, and then you'll have to watch one commercial or whatever, but
right. You
skip to that point. Well, in Smallville, say you want to skip all the way to the end because you missed the last 5 minutes. It'll skip to each commercial break, and then right. It'll play a minute and a half worth of commercials, and then it'll be like, you know what? We're just going to replay that whole minute and a half of commercials again for no fucking reason.
Ugh.
And then we're going to freaking crash the Flash browser right at the end, so you have to do it again. Go to hell. I'm not dealing with this shit.
That's funny. Yeah, I need to see those shows. But let's see. But Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, I think it's really fun. And like I said, the swashbuckling. So like, when you sword fight, you're just hitting the X button constantly. But if you're fighting somebody with a sword, they will block and, you know, and flourish and everything else. And then, you know, eventually you will hit them. But it just looks so cool to see it done. Because, I mean, all you're doing is, you know, spamming away on the X button. But it's just really fun. And the reason why I say it's a lot like Lego Indiana Jones is, did you play that one at all?
Yeah.
Do you remember how you would, like, find shovels and stuff like that?
Yeah.
That's how this game is, too. It's like certain characters can pick up shovels and use guns and stuff like that. So you might find a gun and you can use it to blow away the silver blocks. It just feels really Lego Indiana Jones, which I like that game, which I haven't played the second one.
I've heard the second one's horrible for whatever reason.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, I don't remember why, but I just remember everyone saying, man.
I was thinking everybody said it was, I think people were complaining that it was a ripoff because all they did was added the crystal skull to it, which that may have made
maybe
it.
Maybe that could be the reason. I don't know. So, maybe that's what they did. They added the Crystal Skull, and then they added online co-op. Because that's sort of what the complete series did. It took the original and then added the new one and added co-op.
Maybe it did have the co-op. Like I said, I have honestly no clue if it does or not. But I think that may be all I have played.
Yeah, but we have other stuff to talk about.
Sure do. What do you want to talk about?
Well, there's Thor. You just saw that.
Yeah, did see Thor. I loved it. It was fucking amazing. I mean, they took a character that I had knew nothing about, really, other than what they show you in Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
They took a character that I did not like and made me love him.
Right, you know, the only thing I knew about Thor is through, like, Marvel Ultimate Alliance and the Avengers cartoon movies that came out a while back. Do you remember those?
I don't remember those. I never really watched many superhero cartoons other than X-Men.
But this is, like, they were, like, direct-to-video movies.
Yeah, I haven't really watched any of all those movies.
They're pretty good.
Decent things.
Yeah, so...
I mean, I have, like, the Batman Gotham Knight thing. I never even watched it, but I own it. I got that at Circuit City when they were going out of business.
Thor, man, just, like, took a character that didn't know anything about, really didn't care about, and just made an awesome movie that just was fun, and the humor was great in it, you know?
And he was Thor.
He was
Thor. More than any of the other character movies I've done. He just was Thor. It wasn't an actor playing Thor. He was just Thor.
He did such a good job. And dude is cut. That's all I can say,
yes,
man.
He is.
Like, even I wanted to fuck him, and I'm not gay. So
that was the one thing that kind of bugged me about the movie. It's just like how badly you could see in like Natalie Portman's face. This is like, I want to suck on your penis right now. I'm like watching the movie. I'm like, God Almighty, I know you can fuck a guy with your eyes, but this is something else. This is like, calm down already. I'm just like, just jump him already, because that's what the whole movie was feeling like.
So yesterday I went to GameStop and I bought a copy of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 for me again, because I gave my copy to Laura. And when we looked at the cover of that game, I swear to God, they knew the actor this movie was going to be Thor, because he looks just like Thor from the movie on this fucking case. I mean, just absolutely looks just like the actor.
I think I can picture him. Yeah, he does resemble him.
Yeah, I was just like, I showed Laura, I said, like, check this out. I mean, it looks just like him. So, I mean, they just did a fantastic job on the character. And, you know, some people may not like the movie because, you know, some people are jackasses and they'll bitch about everything.
Yeah, whatever. And I'm so excited for fucking Captain America.
Yeah, but I've heard that they've done several reshoots and stuff, parts of that movie already.
I think if there's any movie to be worried about, it's fucking Green Lantern.
That movie just looks fucking horrible. Maybe it's because I just don't give a shit about Green Lantern.
I've saw like one trailer that I enjoy. Like, it might have been the second one to come out, but the first one's horrible because the effects are horrible. And then the third one looks like a fucking shit monster is attacking the city. It just looks like shit is coming out. Or it's like that fucking episode of South Park where he has the giant snake and it's just taking over the world.
The Golgothan shit demons attacking the city.
Yeah, I'm like, did Kevin Smith write this screenplay? Is this Dogma 2? Is this a trick on all of us?
The green Lantern is Dogma 2.
Yeah.
Or would it be called Dogma Poo?
Maybe.
So, Ryan Reynolds, I usually like him as an actor, but he needs to stay away from the superhero movies.
I think if they do a true to Deadpool movie, he could be perfect for that. Because he was the best part of the Wolverine movie. In the first few minutes. And then what they did to Deadpool as a character at the end, it was like, what the fuck did you do? You turned him into some like hybrid Baraka-ish piece of shit. It was the most, I almost felt like leaving the theater when I saw that, because that was an embarrassment.
It was an embarrassment. That whole movie was an embarrassment, though.
Because I'm a fan of Deadpool. I know there are a lot of people who don't like him, but I actually like the character. And I think Ryan Reynolds is basically, he's perfect for Deadpool. I don't think he's that perfect
for... Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know if he's the best choice for Green Lantern, though.
And a lot of people are just upset that there's been so many different Green Lanterns, they don't feel like this is the one the movie should have been based on or whatever.
Well, there are a lot of people... No, this is the complaint of every fucking geek out there, because they're all idiots. It's just... No, it's not that. No. It's any movie that's, you know, whatever, somewhat geeky. It's like, why isn't freaking Nathan whatever... Nathan Fillion, why isn't he the star? Every movie. Wonder Woman. Why isn't Nathan Fillion playing Wonder Woman?
Yeah, did you see that they didn't take the pilot for that show?
Yeah, good riddance.
Yeah. Although the actress that was going to play Wonder Woman, I liked her.
She's okay. I liked her on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Hey, have you seen the new previews for Super 8?
I'm the one they played with Thor.
Yeah.
I saw that.
That fucking movie looks awesome. I am so excited to see that.
That was the only other trailer I saw besides like the little Super Bowl one. So I don't understand why I kept hearing everyone talk about, like, this movie's like our generation's E.T. It doesn't look like E.T. at all.
No, it looks fucking deadly.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, it looks like why are people talking about E.T.? I don't get that. I don't see any. It's not like.
Because there was a kid on a bicycle, and it's about aliens.
But it's not like some. Well, I was going to say cute little alien, but E.T. is fucking ugly. But it's not about, like, some alien that they befriend.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's getting killed and sucked up. People are going missing. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This is E.T.
E.T. 2. He's back. He's coming to fuck.
And he brought some extra trouble.
I just think that movie's awesome. And the dude, the coach from Friday Night Lights is the dad in the movie. And he just looks like he's going to do a fantastic job. He's such a good actor.
He's a great actor, and he's got that perfect, you know, like, small-town vibe to him. It's not like you're seeing fucking Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt. Yeah, I'm a small-town sheriff. Okay, I believe you.
I just think that show, Friday Night Lights, has some of the best acting I've ever seen. Even though, like, this newest season, I'm not a big fan of.
I haven't watched the new season. I don't know. The new characters haven't been.
Yeah, I miss Saracen, and, you know, I don't know. But I don't know. It just seems like this season, I don't know, things are going fucking crazy. So, but that show was just so well acted, and I think his name's, what's his name?
The new guy I liked on the show was the fullback or whatever. I don't know. The white guy who got the other one
rodeo,
pregnant.
Or the farmer.
Yeah, who knocked up the other one.
Yeah.
The other one who basically to me looked like a light chocolate version of that, the girl who was playing Wonder Woman. That's what I thought.
White chocolate.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're a light-skinned African-American mixed race version of.
Who has white parents in the show, by the way.
Yeah.
I think Mama was heading down to the.
It happened to me in fucking Fable 3. That's why I stopped playing that game. The second I found the perfect relationship, and then I got home and I'm like, this is a black kid. I'm out. Done. I'm done with your game. I posted a tweet. I'm like, fuck you, Fable 3. I'm never playing you again.
Well, you know what was worse? Me and Laura played that co-op sitting here. And so I married her and we had sex and had a kid in the game. And it came out black, and I was like, what did you do to me? This is terrible.
It's horrible. I felt so bad.
I was like...
I lost my first wife because I set her home as the castle, and then she, like, disappeared. I couldn't find her in the castle anywhere. Couldn't find her anywhere.
That game was so broken. That game was terrible.
I wonder if they ever
patched that shit.
I don't know.
Like, oh, man. The ending of that game even pissed me off because I got fucked over. Anyway, I don't want to give spoilers away.
I would not have a problem giving away spoilers, but I can barely remember it.
But you didn't finish it, did you?
I finished it.
Oh, you did finish it?
I beat that game. Well, I didn't have any problems being good and doing the right thing because I had so much money.
Well, see, I had a lot of money too, but I was trying to let it build up.
I let it build up. I didn't, because it goes through time as you do things.
Right. Yeah. But the fact was, it went from day 109 to day 1, and they don't tell you any, like, hey, yeah. This is going to be, if you do this, it's going to be day 1. And so you go to day 1 thinking, well, I can go do some more shit, and at the end of the day, you know, that's when everything bad will happen. No, it's like, you got to sign this paper, and then you don't realize that, okay, if you sign that paper, you're not doing anything but the end game. So everybody in my city's died, except for a few, because I had no money in the treasury. So... Yeah, that fucking pissed me off.
And it also pissed me off that you can't freaking dive into your pool of money when it gets high enough. You should be able to do that.
You should be able to Scrooge McDuck your money.
Yes, you should. That should be a new sexual term for diving head first.
Muff diving, Scrooge McDuckin.
I'm a Scrooge McDuck you.
Oh, yeah. Bow chicka wow wow.
This is like the most random show ever. We keep going off tangents and then I never remember what we were talking about.
We were talking about...
It was like Thor that went to Captain America, that went to Super 8, that went to Fable 3. I don't know. Whatever. I know that there was Friday Night Lights in there.
Yeah. Because of Kyle Chandler. That's the dude's name I was trying to think of.
That's his name on the show, though, right?
No, that's
his
name.
I don't know.
That's the actor's name.
See, I can't remember anything. I want to see that one show we did a while back. It was like... I forgot what it was called, but it's where you get the newspaper from the following day or whatever.
Oh, that was him, wasn't it? What was that called now?
I can't remember.
The early edition or something.
Yeah, the early edition. I want to check that out.
Yeah.
What else have you been doing besides gaming?
I've been reading the Game of Thrones.
How far have you gotten now?
I'm on the 200th page of the second book.
Still good?
This book isn't as good as the first one, but it's starting to get good. But it took like 200 pages. They introduced a whole bunch of other characters. Well, not really a whole bunch. They introduced like two or three new characters. But to me, they kind of forced them in here really quick, and they didn't like. It just seems to me that they're like kind of forced in there because I don't want to give anything away because people are still watching the show, even though the books was released in 1996. I think is when the first one was released.
Yeah, but there are people who are just watching the show, and right. They're not going to read the books.
So, you know, the second book's dealing with a war, and there's other people in the war that they mentioned in the first book, but now they're actually, you're going into their, why they're going to war and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So, the show was really good, and the first book is excellent, and the second book is almost 1,000 pages. So it's huge as well, and I'm only like 200 some pages into it, but I'm getting to a point where I'm going to be reading it more. I'm really getting into it. So, Have you got to watch any of the show at all?
No. Because no? I don't have cable, so I'm not going to see it that way. And I'm not sure if I want to read it first. And
or
then,
torrent it.
No, I mean read it and then watch it. Because I can get it off of iTunes or something like that.
Right. Well, I can tell you this, that the first book so far and the TV show are pretty identical for the most part. I mean, there's a few different like locations that certain things happen in the book that happen in a different place in the movie, but that didn't really break the show. But I think it's a good series so far. I definitely see why people have loved it over the years. And the fact that I got all four books that are out right now for $20 from Amazon was fucking amazing.
Yep, that's what Amazon's good for.
Yeah, so. But it's just weird that the Kindle versions are more expensive.
That's the annoying thing about Kindles. You never know. It'll either be cheaper, more expensive. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah. So what else have you been doing besides movie and
I have been doing some more movie and I... Finally, because I only watched snippets of it before, but I watched in its entirety Green Hornet. Did you see that movie?
We were going to go see it in theaters, and we never did. And then it came out on video, and she rented it and watched it with her mom, and I have yet to see it.
What did she think of it?
She said she liked it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad she's not on the show. Because I think it is quite possibly the worst superhero, like, decent budget film ever made. I think, you know, I like movies like Daredevil and Elektra more than this piece of shit.
I like Daredevil. I think that gets
a lot of people can play, but I mean, I can't think of any movie that I like as little as this.
Really?
I hate this movie, and I am so sick of Seth Rogen. I want him to die already. This movie is fucking horrible. I mean, and it's so sad to see Christopher Waltz go from Inglourious Basterds to this. I mean, you win an Academy Award for such an amazing performance, and then you do this.
Is he the Green Hornet or Kato?
He's the bad guy.
Oh. See, I have never watched Inglourious Basterds either, so.
Yeah. Well, he's not an American face, so. You wouldn't know him from anything else, really. Though he was in that Water for Elephants movie, so that's all I know besides this. But it's horrible. I hate it. So you'll probably love it. I also watched No Strings Attached, and I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it.
I told you that was a good movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good, and it is vulgar, and it's not like extremely vulgar all the time or anything, but it's just like, I don't know, it catches you off guard at times, especially in the beginning.
Yeah, the beginning when that happens,
I'm gonna spoil it because I don't give a
shit.
Go ahead. It's just, you know, it's like, oh, my parents are getting divorced. Boo hoo hoo. Can I finger you?
Yeah, it was like, that just, like, caught me off guard, and I was like...
And also, the response is like, no, and I was just like, okay, they're just going to continue sitting there, whatever.
That was just so awkward. It was such an awkward thing. I was like, I looked at Laura, and I said, what is this rated? Because I was like, I wasn't expecting that at all. And
I mean, it's full of your, you know, stereotypes and formulaic, but, I mean, you will rarely find... a romantic comedy that isn't.
Right.
And, you know, you got your cheesy lines. You take one step closer, I'm never letting you go. I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't know if it was just more cheesy because it came out of Ashton Kutcher's mouth or not. I don't know.
You know, he is taking over for Charlie Sheen.
I know.
Two and a Half Men.
Looks like he's winning.
But whom?
But I like that movie. And it sort of made me dig Natalie Portman now. I never really cared either way about her. I don't know,
really?
Something about her in that movie.
I always liked Natalie Portman. I didn't
have a problem with her. I also killed the part of my childhood by watching a movie, an old movie on Netflix.
Well, you watched The Wizard, didn't you?
No, I thought about watching that, but I watched The Langoliers.
Oh.
Did you watch that miniseries?
No. I know it was Stephen King, but I didn't ever watch it.
You should watch it now. You get a good laugh out of it, because it is so pathetically horrible. But the good thing it did is that it convinced me to, because I watched it when I was a kid, and I didn't really read Stephen King back then. I never ended up getting around to reading it, but I ended up purchasing the book, which is, it's one of the novellas, so it's, 100 and something pages. And it comes in a 5-pack. It's, a little collection of them, along with one of the other ones, A Secret Window.
Right.
So,
It's not the Bachman books.
I don't know if it's Mid something or other, or Four something called.
Oh, Four Seasons.
Yeah, I think that might be what it's called.
Four Seasons? That sounds right, but then again,
it's like Four something, but it might not be Seasons. I don't know. Who cares? It's whatever. Which reminds me, Secret Window is a fucking weird ass movie.
Yeah,
I did not get that movie. I'm watching the whole movie, and then like the last 2 minutes, he's just like, he killed his wife, and now he's dressed like a farmer, and he's eating a bunch of corn. He's got like corn everywhere. I'm like, what the hell happened? I don't get it.
I don't know if you listened to the newest Games Radar yet.
I haven't listened. I always usually save Games Radar for last.
Well, they bring up a ridiculous thing. You know the game Conduit?
Yeah.
You know, the sequel just came out, right?
Did it already come out?
Yeah, it's already out. Okay, so I have to spoil the ending of this game because it's the most ridiculous fucking thing, and I actually watched it on YouTube. So if you're playing The Conduit 2, which if you are, I'm sorry, but the ending to this game has to be the most fucking amazing thing ever. So you know it's set in Washington, D.C., and there's the alien invasion that happened in the first one and everything. The end of this game, a portal opens up, and Abraham Lincoln and George Washington step through the portal wearing Gears of War power armor, and they're saying that they're here to help.
I'm buying this game.
They talked about that, and I was like, that is the dumbest or most fucking amazing thing I have ever seen. And when they step through the portal, there's more people stepping behind them that you can't see who they are, but I'm guessing that they're other presidents throughout the years, but they're all in fucking power armor. And George Washington's wearing his powdered white wig.
There you go. I need to play this game.
So I just say that, and it was just so, when they said that, that just sounded so ridiculous. I said, that can't be true. They're making this shit up. But no, they're not. Abraham Lincoln steps through the portal and goes,
they're just like, listen, we'll do whatever, we can do whatever the hell we want with this game, because it's a fucking Wii shooter. Who the hell's going to play it? Nobody cares.
There was years ago that they were going to do a President's game. I don't know what it was, like Super Nintendo or something. They talked about it, where at night, all the presidents were like superheroes, and they came out of the nose of Mount Rushmore, and it was like a side-scroller beat 'em up, but it got canned. But you played as like Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, and I don't know who else it was. Shit's ridiculous. We need more dead presidents in our game, and I'm not talking about the money.
Yeah, we definitely need more dead presidents. Dead people in general.
Whoa, you sound like a robot there.
Robot?
You're sounding like a robot.
Still robot?
Still robot.
Awesome. Well, it's a good thing that the show is pretty much over.
There you go, you're back. Yep. We're pretty much done.
Yeah. I mean, the only other thing I want to mention is for any comic reader, and even if you don't read comics, I really highly recommend Moriarty. It just came out, so it's the first issue. I don't believe it's a set number for a series or anything, but it's very interesting. It's about a world where it's like it's a Sherlock Holmes world. But in this case, Moriarty has killed Holmes, and I don't remember how many years later it is, but he basically has no opposition, and he's just kind of doing his thing, and then some stuff happens, and...
Dude, he didn't kill Sherlock Holmes.
He did.
Sherlock Holmes is going to come back as Iron Man.
I don't think so. Not in this story.
He is.
No. You should read this, man. This shit's good.
I don't know, man. I'm just not a comics guy.
I think this is a book that even non-comic fans can get into.
If I read any comic book right now, it'd be The Walking Dead, because I really want to read that.
You should read this instead, because you get in at the beginning.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get to watch it on a TV show. And it's cheap for a comic.
I've never been a Sherlock Holmes fan either.
Well, Sherlock Holmes is fucking dead.
Well, I'm not a fan of that error. Error? I am error.
I don't even know what you're saying. First, I'm thinking like Arab. Like, what is this? You some racist rant
era,
right now?
Era.
Well, you should. I still think, man, I'm fucking. I will buy you a copy and send it to you.
No,
and the postman will freaking destroy it in the mail because they love to bend the shit out of crap like that.
Well, you need to send me a plastic case and a backboard for it.
Yeah, a metal backboard.
So go ahead, say your piece. I was interrupting. So everybody should read it.
They should read it. It's just a really, really good story. Really well written. Very interesting. Well paced. I never felt bored reading it. I really love the art in it. It's just really worth the money. And a lot of comics are like $3.99. This was $2.99, so it's a buck cheaper.
Ooh. Damn, comics got expensive.
Yes, they have.
I remember back in the day when I used to read Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures.
Yep. Good old Archie.
Comics. Yep. Yeah. Then things were like $1.50 a piece, and I thought that was highway robbery. Yeah. I had a whole bunch of them damn things.
Now you can join in on Mega Man from Archie. $2.99.
Oh, that's just what I want. Does he team up with Sonic? Because Sonic's an Archie thing,
no,
too.
As far as I can tell, I haven't read it yet, but it seems to be maybe in like an origin story, and it's going through Mega Man 1, the first game.
Just to me, it's like the making like comic books off characters like Mega Man just seem weird because there's not enough story there. I want to fight some fucking robots.
It reminds me of how much I hate Archie comics, though. Because I fucking hate all these ads and shit. It's like, here, you want Bionicles? No, I don't want Bionicles. I don't want anything. I don't want Sonic the Hedgehog this or that.
And then Archie comics also
has it's so crazy. There's an ad for Sonic the Hedgehog. And issues 226 and 229 will be on sale the week of July 5th. Like, how the hell do they get over 200 issues of fucking Sonic the Hedgehog?
Weird, dude. That game, that magazine was... How many years would that be? Like two or three? Four years?
That many issues?
Yeah.
That's longer than that, probably. I mean, I don't know what the schedule is because, you know, usually things could come out once a month.
It's one a month, not one a year or one a week. Well, right?
Some are, you know, on occasion will be once every 2 weeks, but usually it's a monthly release.
I see.
So that would be, like, that's like, it says 20th anniversary, and I don't know if that's just, you know, talking about the game or if it's 20 years of Sonic comics, which just seems ridiculous to me.
But Sonic comics, man.
And that's the show, pretty much. Unless you have anything else, I don't have anything else.
I hear that the Dark Tower movies and TV show are in
trouble.
Some kind of limbo. Yeah. That makes me sad.
Makes me sad, but it seems very, I don't know, obvious because it's so.
Such an ambitious way to do anything.
Such a huge project.
Right.
And I honestly, I don't want to see that fucking Javier Bardem as the guy. I don't know if he was finally confirmed, attached or something, but I didn't want to see him. I was so excited when I heard rumors of Viggo Mortensen.
He would have done a good job.
I love that guy.
Roland. I don't know. I really was hoping for it to come to fruition. It sounded like a unique idea,
it may still.
It may happen.
I just love Westerns.
Yeah. I like Stephen King weird shit, and that's what I love. The fact that almost a lot of his early stories tied back into the Dark Tower in some way.
And I'd like to see somebody besides Frank Darabont potentially make a good quality Stephen King adaptation. Because as far as I'm concerned, Frank Darabont's the only one who's done it well.
He did what, Shawshank Redemption and
Green Mile, and then
Green
Mist.
Mile. Those are all great. The Mist wasn't really anything. Well, it was a little bit like the short story, but that short story was so short that
I love the Mist.
The movie was awesome.
And I love the ending. Everyone complains. You know why the ending's fantastic? Because it's not a bullshit happy ending.
Right. It's like the saddest fucking thing that can happen.
Yeah.
To think that, you know, and spoilers, if you haven't seen The Mist by now, then you're never even going to watch it. Dude just gets done killing his kid. And just as soon as he puts the bullet, did he shoot his kid? Is that what it is?
Yeah, he shot them all.
Shot them all.
There were five people in the car, I believe. There was him, his kid, that woman who was whatever she was.
Right.
And then the old guy, and then I think there was an old woman too.
Yeah, he shoots them all.
He only had enough bullets for them.
And then here comes the military, just rolls in.
Yeah.
So they would have all been saved if he'd waited 5 minutes
and
longer.
The reason he shot them all is so they would have a quicker death than being
eaten by whatever was out
whatever,
there.
Ripped apart by monsters.
That was just, that movie just, oh man. Just,
and that movie for me, like, there's all these like Hostel and Saw movies and people are scared of that. I don't find those scary. I just find them disgusting because they're just a gore fest. But to me, The Mist is that's what scares me the most. And it's not the monster, but it's the bit, you know, the religious
thing where you get the,
that kind of psychological stuff.
But a lot of people, a lot of that stereotypes, you know, that's what they do. You've got your archetype.
And that's also Stephen King.
Your religious zealots.
Stephen King, I think he's even said in interviews that religious people scare him more than anything, that he's like scared of that more than it. And that's why it shows up in so many novels and stuff.
Right.
In some way or not, whether it's a metaphor or literal.
But, okay, well, I guess that's going to be it for the show. So we'll get our plugs in.
PixelatedSausage.com. Chris3 on Twitter. PixelatedRadio.com. Signed in podcast. You can leave us voicemail. 312-772-5874. Remember, in 2 weeks, it's still Rob's birthday. So leave him a message.
I'm as old as time, and the world's going to reflect that.
Yeah.
So I want to give a special thanks to everybody who wished me a happy birthday, and thank you guys for all your support, and Kush, thank you for the gift. Mm-hmm. I still haven't figured out what I'm going to buy with it.
There's also another gift, but you'll get that when you get up here.
Oh, I hope it's not your penis.
It's not my penis, but okay. It is one of a kind.
Okay.
Like my penis. But not my penis. And not someone else's penis.
It's not a penis of any kind.
I'll rule that out.
Okay.
So that'll take away some of the surprise. It's not a penis.
Looks like everything's go for that trip.
Yeah.
It looks like. So I've got to get the rental car and everything. But we got somebody that's going to watch Halo. So I'm going to miss my little buddy. That's going to make me sad. I hope you don't hate me for being gone for 5 days.
No, because you'll bring him back the greatest shirt he could ever hope for.
Yeah, I showed my mom that shirt, Laura that shirt. They thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Then we got to fight him for 55 minutes probably to put it on him. So.
Yeah.
And don't ask me why 55 minutes is what I pulled
it out of it. It's such a weird thing because the shirt is a medium or whatever, and they say it's for 11 to 25 pounds. And it just seems weird that one shirt could fit that drastic range of weight. But from my experience with pugs, that thing should fit.
Yeah. Your experience with pugs, huh?
Well, I know people with pugs, so I know their relative size.
Gotcha. He's kind of small for a pug.
Yeah.
He's still 20 pounds, so. Anyway, I want to O&D podcast, plug them, Big Steven. Talk Radar's podcast, which has gone, they kind of freaked me out. I thought they were going to end the show. And then they're going to be doing it twice a week now. So did you know that?
There was instead of having the huge, 3 hour shows, they're having, this one show that's more about this or that, and then the traditional show.
It's kind of weird, but you know, it's cool. Still the same kind of Talk Radar, which is my girlfriend's favorite video game podcast.
I was kind of freaked out when I heard also the Joystick and Xbox 360 Fancast.
Yeah,
both leaving.
But did you actually listen to that podcast, their last Joystick podcast?
I pretty much listen to all of them. I don't like, there are certain I'm subscribed to probably 60 plus podcasts, but some I, you know, really listen to and some I really don't care about.
Well, they're not really ending the podcast.
I don't know. I don't
know. They're reworking it to have one podcast for the entire network or something.
Whatever.
It's fucking weird. They made a big deal over kind of nothing.
Yeah.
I guess it's not really.
They
nothing.
Only had two podcasts anyways.
Yeah.
As far as I know. That would be crazy if that happened at IGN where they have 8,000 podcasts.
Yeah. The IGN thing is weird. Just them buying UGO and UGO owning 1UP. And I don't understand why they need. But it seems like to me that somebody.
But did they buy them? I always thought it was that the people who own IGN bought UGO. And then they were just going to merge them or get rid of them because I don't know. It was very complicated. I think it's more complicated.
I've never heard of UGO really, except for when Wombat worked for them for a little bit from Cheap-Ass Gamer. And then when they bought 1UP. That's the only time I've ever heard anything about UGO.
I don't really like 1UP anymore. I don't like what they've been doing with their site. And I'm a weird person who goes to IGN for the TV reviews and stuff like that. I don't go there for game coverage. I listen to their podcast, but.
But, since PSN's back up, do you want to give your PSN handle to?
Whatever, it's the Kush3. You know what you can give me as a gift, you fucking assholes? Let me change my fucking PSN ID.
My plugs, besides what I just plugged, is also the Twitter account's Henderson Man. And gamer tags on Xbox 360 is Henderson Man. And my PSN handle is Henderson Man.
I don't think I'm ever going to be able to get Kush. I think, and it's like... It recently, for the first time ever, it had activity online where it was just it's looking at the Avatar studio. So I don't know if they're actually an account or not. But I swear, I'm thinking maybe somebody at Microsoft just has it and they don't want to release it because of what it actually means for people.
Right.
And I was thinking maybe I'll change my gamer tag to Pixel My Sausage.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to let that happen.
I don't know. I'll be like, I own this company. I'm going to sue you.
Pixel my sausage.
Yep. I don't know.
Anyway, that's it for the show.
Yep, that's it.
So, sorry, Carrie couldn't make it this week, so, or this 2 weeks, or whatever.
Fucking hoe. I'm just playing.
But anyway, you need to get off here so you can go finish Portal 2 so you be ready to do co-op.
Yeah.
You got a long way to go, dude.
I probably do. Because way I play that game is just because you learn that right from the beginning is just like once somebody's talking, you don't do shit until nothing talks for like a minute. So you're like, okay, that means all the dialogue's gone for right now.
So what? Since you started playing 2, what did you think about how that game opened?
I thought it was interesting. I mean, the whole smashing it, but all I know is that I love, what's it, Wheatley?
Wheatley. Yeah.
I love that character. And I was so sad when I thought he was gone.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Yeah. Well, this is the end.
I love when you see that he's finally back, even though you knew he really wasn't gone, because I had that feeling that he wasn't really gone.
Yeah.
But when you're on that jump pad,
yeah, and you're like, oh, oh,
hey, I know you thought. That was so awesome.
Yeah. I don't think it's much of a spoiler because I think you know they're not going to get rid of
the character. In your heart,
the character's so awesome. Why would they get rid of him like that
right.
So early?
Yeah, so the escape is what chapter you're on, chapter 5?
Chapter 5. I literally just finished chapter 4 like 10 minutes before we started getting ready for this.
Chapter 4, The Fall? Is that what that was called?
I have no idea.
Oh.
The escape is like right after, like right when you're like breaking out. Like after like test chamber 21 or whatever, where Wheatley finally busts like through the wall and says, come on, let's get out of here. And then you go up the lift or whatever, and then chapter 5 starts.
Oh, okay. I get where you're at now. Never mind. Yeah. Never mind. So you ain't even got to the twist yet. So you got wild.
Not. Well, I haven't met J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. That's not the twist.
But that's what I want. I want to meet Mr. Simmons.
But, Cave Johnson. But, see, I had something else I was going to say about Portal 2, and I don't remember.
I was so excited about the co-op after watching the video, because I left it on the menu screen, and it just jumps to a trailer of it. And I'm like,
right.
This looks so much fun. And then I'm thinking, but Tuesday's going to fuck all that up. Fucking Eleanor.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that game is. I don't know anything.
And I have a lot of people that want to play the co-op with me, but they, you know, I put a message out on Twitter. I was like, Kush never going to buy this damn game. I want some co-op partners. And I had 2 or 3 people say they would join me, but the thing is, they've already started playing. They've already done some of the
co-op. Yeah, I think it's something you should do fresh. The two people should just be both fresh.
Yeah, or you got to have somebody with you that's not going to try to rush you along. Like, if I've already finished it, I wouldn't be like, okay, Kush, you need to do this.
Well, no, I just want to look around.
I want to look it out and figure it out myself.
And just dick around and put portals under your feet. That's probably going to be like the first half an hour. It's just going to be like, hey, look over there. What? Oh, and then I'll just put portals under your feet. And that was one of my favorite things from the trailer was like you put a portal somewhere and then the guy just is like standing and is like whatever and then freaking thing just smashes him to pieces, falls right down on him.
Yeah, you'll be an asshole to play with.
I don't know. I'm not gonna be too much of an asshole.
But I know what I wanted to say. I had put about I put 6 hours in the single player Portal 2 according to Raptor. Well, when I checked back, I'd actually put 9 hours. It didn't record the last bit that I played for that day because, you know, it takes a day for it to update. So it took me somewhere around 9 hours to finish the single player.
I think anyone who has beaten the game in like 4 hours or whatever, they don't listen for anything.
Nobody beat that game in 4 hours.
If they beat it in 4 hours, they don't care about the dialogue. They're just jumping through thing and thing.
Yeah,
and thing.
That was just shit that people made up because they were pissed off. And they wanted to be bitchy about it. There's nobody that's beat that game first time through in 4 hours. Show me the person that's done that, and I'll give you $1.
I beat Portal the first one in under 2 hours.
You did not.
I did. That's my game time in the actual game.
How the hell did you do that?
That's how long the game is. And that's not using a guide or anything. That's just, and that's me. I would listen for things too.
That just seems odd.
And I love the end of it too. With GLaDOS, and you're picking up all the pieces, and they're all talking different ways. Like the one's just going, blah, 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 blah.
That was the angry cube or something, the manic.
But that was so great. I'm like, now I know why everyone loves this game, because this is where the dialogue actually gets interesting. This is where the writing really gets good. It's like, oh yeah, you're adopted. I'm like, God almighty.
Oh, I love GLaDOS too, though.
Yeah, because she's like she was at the end. all the time now. She's just so sarcastic.
It's like, she's like,
I have a surprise for you. Oh, I was just joking. I'm sorry. Do you want me to call your parents? Oh, no answer. I guess they must have left messages that said they don't love you anymore.
One of my favorite lines is the, oh shit.
Maybe. And that everyone talks about how fat you are. Even yeah, Wheatley. Like,
why don't you waddle through the door? but my favorite line is, it says here that you're a horrible person. Right here. See? It says you're a horrible person. We weren't even testing for that.
And like, oh, you know what? You did such a good job on the test. I'll give you an accommodation. There's a lot of room here. She did well enough. My God. That game's great.
I can't wait till you get to...
I'm so happy because I almost quit playing Portal again. Because I was like, I am so sick of going through these stupid test chambers again. They're fun and all, but it's not as amazing as everyone says. And I'm so glad that I was just like, this is where I stopped playing last time. I have to get through at least this point. And then I just kept playing a little bit more, and then it all changed. I'm like, now I understand. I see the light.
So, all right. Well, that's going to be the show.
Yep.
You almost got a 2-hour show in here today, fellas.
We got the same length show we always do. It's always like 140-something minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody have a good evening. Thank you for all the birthday wishes.
Yep.
Get out there and do some gaming.
Have a good morning, because that's when these things usually go up.
Yep, and I'm going back to bed.
I don't even feel like editing this one.
I don't think you need to.
I don't know. I might just do a quick
there's
thing.
There's that 2 minutes I disappeared.
I probably won't edit this because I think I'd rather play Portal 2. And Portal 2 is a game where you have to listen to it, and I can't do two things at once. Well, at least not those two things. I can do plenty of other things at the same time. Oh, yeah.
Walk and chew bubblegum?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, cool. Thought you might be talking about something else.
I can do
that,
too.
I can watch porn and masturbate at the same time.
I can do three things at the same time.
And chew bubblegum?
No, watch porn. I can watch porn while chewing gum and masturbating and then blowing a load on someone's face. Because I'm trying to be like you.
I want to be like you, Dad.
I want to be like Mike.
Mike Hunt? I think we found the name of the episode, my God.
I don't even know how that would work. I'm pretty sure we're not explicit still on iTunes.
And I don't think we're clean anymore.
No, we're not clean.
Somebody complained probably. Anyway, this shit's over. Go play some Portal.
This is the Mike Tangent. I don't want to say that word. there are rare words that I don't like to say, and that's one of them. Mike Hunt, MILF Hunter. Let's talk about classic porn.
Yes.
MILF Hunter, Mike's Apartment.
Mike's Apartment. What was the other ones in that series?
I don't know.
Those used to be.
I still get a kick out of all those things.
Bang Bus.
Like, I don't care about porn and all that stuff, but I really find a thrill out of watching the fake real porn where it's like, oh, this is actually happening. Like Dr. Adventures, Bookworm Bitches, where it's like, oh yeah, this is school. This is going to happen in the school situation.
Bookworm Bitches.
It's a teacher's pet or whatever. That's so funny. My sister's best friend.
My mom's best friend.
My best friend's mom.
Yeah. This is going nowhere.
Yeah, this is just, hey, let's list a bunch of porn.
BrandyBell.com.
Is that the name of that one? Who's like, I'm going to go on Craigslist and find someone to fuck.
Probably. It looks like that would be something that you would do.
This is horrible. This show's over. End it right now.
Hello.
Hello, birthday boy.
Aw, thank you.
But you're not really a boy.
No. I'm an old fucker. I'm inching closer to the grave every day. 34 years old.
Yeah. You're almost at that midlife crisis point.
I know. Well, technically, I should have already been at that midlife crisis point because I'm not going to live to be 68 years old. Let's face it.
I probably won't either.
Yeah, especially after the weekend you had, dude. Your asthma attack.
Yeah.
You sound like you might have been on death's door yesterday.
Yeah, this is such cherry talking for your birthday. Well, wow, we're both going to die young.
Hey, Mark and Rob get old. That's the new podcast we'll do after this one.
Yeah.
You know, just like Jay and Silent Bob get old, you know.
Yeah, in a few years it's going to be RIP, both the podcast and the hosts.
How do I sound in the new headset?
You sound good and clear.
Cool.
No problems, nothing.
All right. Well, then let's do the voice checks. Koosh.
Hello.
Rob. Hello. All right. Take a look at that, and I'm going to go get some water.
Okay. I'm going to go piss.
Oh, man. All right. Later.